I read, I started to get deeper and deeper and deeper into what the values, the principles and the purpose of the Progressive Unionist Party was, and it was that alternative. And I was really, really shocked to see, out of all the political parties, I mean, I'd often watch TV, as I said, Mum used to say about me shouting at the TV and throwing things on occasions, and I'd always said that there I am watching people defend my British rights, but exclude my human rights, or deny me my human rights. And yet here I was looking at this PP and see that they voted for civil partnership. You know, albeit civil partnership in the context now treats people as inferior and different, segregated. But at that time I was like, wow, you know, there's a unionist party that's actually in support, you know, of extending some sort of rights to LGBT people. And Mum said to me then after a while, when I kind of broke down the barriers that I hadn't joined the UVF, but I'd joined the PUP, and we got over that barrier, you know, she'd said to me then, you know, you can exist or you can be the change. And so I made that step then to become a full member of the PUP and join the political activism, but not just political activism, because that's not just what happens within a political party. You deal with those housing issues, you're on the street, you're helping put up the erect signs, your speed, not our child. You know, you're helping painting over the graffiti, bringing your own sense of regeneration to your community and assisting those people in need. And so I became part of a bigger movement, a movement of change. And we achieved that, albeit not on a grand scale, but we got 4 representatives. And in an area that Billy had once had the seat and lost, here we were taking that seat back. You know, and that demonstrated after 14 years, took 14 years, there was the change. And I'm confident that will continue to grow, hopefully in 2016.
So just to conclude, I'm sorry, there's more people with more questions, but you know, it is 2 o'clock and I'm to catch up. But I'm here thinking, gosh, I'm an awful lot older than her, because throughout the 80s and the 90s, people like me involved in lesbian gay activism, even before the B and the T, and people like me who were involved in feminism looked to Northern Ireland, and we had a lot of solidarity in the movement. So NIGRA was very, very important to the movement down here in terms of LGBT politics. And certainly, you know, the best feminist practice we saw was in Northern Ireland. So I was telling Connie, from Cork we'd get buses go up to March 8th to Falls and Shankill, where there was cross-community working class women showing us what feminism really was, and that was such an incredible rush and tonic. The LGBT movement, certainly the lesbians, we organised a lot of lesbians in Belfast right throughout the 80s, and they were by far the most progressive, forward-thinking, socialist, feminist activists that you had in the UK or Ireland. So there's an awful lot in that heritage to claim, and I agree with Mr. McIntyre. Sounds to me like you're 1798 Republican. and I'd love to see you take your feminist working class LGBT politics, and you're obviously an incredible catalyst for change in Northern Ireland, but remember that there's many of us here who would like to work in solidarity with you, take leadership from you, inspiration from you, and also have things we'd like to share with you. So please come down again.
Absolutely.
Consider yourself warmly invited. And thank you very much to Connie, Graham, and yourself today.